is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Laramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Oh, from a raucous, loud St. Henry High School gym, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've got a lot of Redskins here tonight. Fort Loramie on the road, St. Henry at home. The gymnasium filled to the rafters with a sea of red and white on both sides. Should be a fine game. Always is. These two clubs have split their last six games. St. Henry's won three. Fort Loramie's won three. In fact, last year, St. Henry won by a final score of 39-36. Fort Loramie won the two previous years. In fact, the last time these two clubs played here in St. Henry, Fort Loramie was a whopping 21-point winner by a final score of 65-44. JV game of thriller went right to the wire, Chuck. Fort Loramie pulled it out of the fire. St. Henry lost it, but two. Home team had four or five chances to make twos to tie, threes to win. Didn't get it done, and Fort Loramie prevailed by a point in the junior varsity tilt.
St. Henry is, by way of record, 3-2 on the year. Fort Loramie 3-1. You may recall the St. Henry Redskins had a banner season in 2018-19. St. Henry was 24-4, went all the way to the state semifinals in Division IV, and lost to the eventual state champ, Berlin Highland, by a score of 57-50. Berlin Highland, by the way, is Fort Loramie's opponent tomorrow at Wooster. Last season, we covered the game between Jackson Center and St. Henry in the regionals. It was a regional championship game at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The Tigers had a three-pointer to tie real late, missed it, and St. Henry won by a score of 46-43 en route to Columbus and the Final Four. Of course, 2 years ago, Marion Local from the MAC won the state championship in Division IV. So the MAC is not only super strong in football, it's very good in basketball as well. And the Midwest Athletic Conference and the Shelby County League go at each other left and right. On the basketball floor, as well as on the gridiron, in fact, Fort Loramie this year plays 7 MAC programs in hoops. St. Henry plays 3. Fort Loramie's already beat New Bremen. Redskins 2-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. As I mentioned, 1 game played in the MAC so far by St. Henry, and that was a 60-49 win against Coldwater. It's been live by the 3, die by the 3 for these two clubs so far this year. St. Henry has posted a resounding triumph against Rushi on November 30th, 83-39, when the St. Henry Redskins poured in 15 threes. We saw Fort Loramie sink a number of three-pointers in the win a week ago against New Bremen. Chuck, it's simple to say, the club that shoots close to 40% from behind the arc will probably win this game here tonight, no doubt about it.
Well, whoever's going to shoot it, you're right. It's a shooter's gym, it's a small gym. It's not hard to get back up and down the floor.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to adjust things. We got people that showed up right at game time and think they should be able to come over and take over part of the table.
As I mentioned, St. Henry nipped Fort Loramie early in the season last year before the Redskins got going. Fort Loramie off to a slow start in 2018-19. St. Henry won at the Fort Loramie gym 39-36. The Redskins of Fort Loramie came in here, as I noted 2 years ago, put a thumping on St. Henry. Fort Loramie won in 2016-17 by 3, 51-48. St. Henry back-to-back winners in 15-16 and in 14-15. Fort Loramie won in 2013-14 by 2, 44-42. So 4 of the last 6 meetings, Chuck, have been determined by 1 single possession. Evenly matched teams here tonight.
Absolutely.
In fact, the Shelby County League, the MAC, look pretty even. Stephen, Jackson Center, and Anna, early season favorites right now in the Shelby County League. Probably Versailles, which is unbeaten in the MAC. It's a log jam right behind those two clubs in the SCAL and Versailles in the MAC.
Versailles has 5 players back that are outstanding.
Yep.
Now, if they don't get in foul trouble, and if they can figure out a way to get some people some rest, they're going to be a tough out because they're a really good. They got some really good basketball players.
Fort Loramie nipped New Bremen in double OT in a game we recently covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. That was last Saturday evening. It wasn't a particularly well-played game, Chuck.
It was not.
In fact, Fort Loramie jumped out to a lead of 18-6 after 1, struggled to get 18 points over the next 2.5 quarters. And had it not been for poor execution by New Bremen, which had a couple of late 4-point leads, Fort Loramie would have been beaten. But the Redskins put their nose to the grindstone at least twice when they fell behind, got the game tied at the end of regulation at the end of 1 overtime, and won it in 2 overtimes. I thought a hero in that game was Grant Albers, 6'2 junior post player for Fort Loramie. He and Evan Holscher at 6'3, really,
the only significant size Fort Laramie's got.
Yeah, they're not a big team. They're going to be a perimeter type team. And they shot threes incredibly well in that game. So, and you're right. If whoever shoots them the best tonight, because St. Henry has some guards back from that last year's team.
Oh yeah, the St. Henry team is blessed with some real shooters. As I noted several minutes ago, 15 three-pointers were knocked down to St. Henry in the early season rout of Rushi. And you look down the roster for St. Henry, you see Matt Burke is 6 of 23 behind the arc. Seth Heitkamp is 9 for 27. Andrew Lange is 6 for 18. Ben Evers is 9 for 24. Riley Link is 13 for 38. You talk about chucking up triples.
Yeah. There's only one that shoots a real good percentage. You know, it's 9 for 24, but if you're going to shoot it 38 times, you're going to make a few.
And as I've already alluded, I think Grant Albers can make a difference in this game.
I like Albers. And I'll tell you, Brandoe, you can tell, is still getting his basketball legs underneath him. But I was impressed with the sophomore, and I'm going to find him here. Devin Ratterman came out and shot the ball incredibly well. And then they got the freshman in Caleb Maurer. I thought he had a terrific game, too. So it's going to be a work in progress for Corey this year. But they're going to get better and better as they go.
Well, it's a club that started slowly last season, and the Corey Britton's teams always come on strong once we hit the new year. So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor tonight, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. They include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include, as always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the help of Lacal. Thank you so much. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Say, if you need the right solution for if you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. eliminate those cold spots. Simply make an appointment online through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Easy for me to say. Tom and Jerry's will make you feel more comfortable in January and February when the cold weather hits. Don't forget, we've got more action for you tomorrow night. The Anna boys open up on the road at New Bremen. We're on the web at 7:10 tomorrow evening. We've got the starting lineups in a moment in the tip. St. Henry, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, we're a little out of sorts here at the outset of our webcast tonight on scoresbroadcast.com because of the very late arrival right before the tip of another media outlet, which has forced us to move around while delivering our opener.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't paying much attention.
We've had to talk and run the show while getting up and physically moving several feet, so we apologize. Redskins opening lineup looks like this. Nate Meyer, 6 foot junior at guard, along with Nick Brandewey, 6'2 senior at a wing. Also in the opening five, it's Nolan Burning, 5'11 and a junior. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 and a junior. And the fifth starter out there for Fort Loramie, whom I missed, is, let's see, Brandewey, Caleb Meyer. Also starting is Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning, and who's the fifth one, Chuck?
that should be easy, shouldn't it?
Burning, Nick Brandewey, Caleb Meyer, Nate Meyer, Grant Albers. There we go. Should have been easy. Grant Albers, tallest player on the floor for Fort Loramie at just over 6'2". Nick Brandewey listed at about 6'2 as well. Opening five for St. Henry is as follows. Andrew Lange, 6 foot senior. Oh, he's a gunner, a good 3-point shooter. A lot of hot shots on the floor for St. Henry. They'll fire up threes from anywhere. Also in the opening five, Ben Evers, 6'1 senior. He, too, likes to shoot the three. Also starting in this game, in the middle, big Matt Berkey. 6 foot, 5-inch sophomore. Chuck, what does he weigh? 225? 230?
Oh, he's got to go to the 230 range for sure. Yeah. We'll see how mobile he is, but I'll tell you what, he's going to take up some space.
Riley Link has taken nearly 40 threes this year for St. Henry. He's a 5'11 senior. He's also in the opening five. So it's Lange, Berkey, Link, Evers, and again, I'm missing one, Carter Ontrop, a 6'2" junior. He's only taken 4 threes on the year. How about that? Opening tip to start the game is won by St. Henry. Redskins in the home white. red numerals, Fort Loramie in the road, red, white numbers with black trim. On your computer screen or phone, St. Henry moves from left to right. And here's a drive. The big boy, Matt Berkey, took the ball top of the circle, barreled down the lane, had it stripped out of bounds to St. Henry. Ben Evers underneath the rim, looks to throw in, fires on the arc to Riley Link. He dives into the lane, a running left-hander, short. He knew where the ball was headed. He got his own rebound. Threw it back out on top to Ben Evers. St. Henry in control of the ball the first half minute. Far left wing, it's Link, lets it fly. Three-pointer, banged off the rim, and shot out of bounds.
Well, he's not shy.
No, that ball was taken from 27 feet downtown, hit the rim and traveled another 27 feet in the air into the second row. Token pressure in backcourt applied by Andrew Lange of St. Henry against Fort Loramie's Brandewey, over guarding against St. Henry before Brandewey got to the timeline.
St. Henry is going to try to deny the inbounds pass, and once you get it in, you clear out, it's going to be one-on-one.
Go Goffney, Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, for high-quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. It's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Well, Brandewey just missed a hard-driving layup with the left hand, but Grant Albers, who I said in the pregame could be a big factor on the interior tonight, got the rebound, and he stuck it right back in. 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a drive by St. Henry. It's Riley Link. He goes to the basket from the right corner, looped it up over Albers, left it short. Fort Loramie got the rebound, threw it to midcourt, and tossed it out of bounds.
Yeah, trying to run the floor, got a little out of control.
2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. St. Henry walks it up. Redskins lost two games on one weekend. Their two setbacks so far. That's why the 3-2 record. Ball thrown down inside to the big Mac Berkey. He was challenged near the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul again on St. Henry.
Yeah, he got away with a travel that time and still shot it up short.
Yeah, this St. Henry team dropped encounters to St. Mary's and Lima Shawnee on December 6th and 7th. St. Henry's got a league win over Coldwater and victories on November 29th and 30th against Spencerville and Rushi. Beat the Raiders soundly here, 83-39. Hoisted up 40-some threes, made 15. Fort Loramie up 2-0. We played nearly 2 minutes. Redskins have the ball to our left. Ball pitched down along the baseline to Nate Meyer. Meyer with a leaner, ducks under a St. Henry player, left it shy. Rebound to St. Henry. St. Henry Redskins on the attack. And we've got a loose ball right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Diving in for it is Fort Loramie's Nate Meyer, who cuts the legs out from under a St. Henry player. And it's a foul. Common. And St. Henry throws in bounce. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Outside the arc on the right, it's Andrew Lange. Gives it up on the play to Riley Link on a weave. Goes to Ben Evers. Now Lange straight away coming off a screen. No shot. And trying to drive between a couple of Fort Loramie players is Lange. Reach in by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Meyer just he put a chest on him that time. They're going to call that every time. You need to move your feet.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Fort Loramie. Visit the showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Long three-pointer by Riley Link from the left corner. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by St. Henry, which restarts the attack. Ball thrown on the inside to Jackson Heath, who's checked in now. A 6'2 senior, pried away by Fort Loramie. Stolen back with St. Henry. It's loose again. Brandewey's got it. Nearly walked, then gave it up to a teammate. It has been rough hectic.
Rough and tumble so far, like a St. Henry-Fort Laramie football game.
The JV game was the same way. St. Henry gets in your shorts playing defense.
We played 3 minutes and 10 seconds. It's 2-0 in favor of St. Henry, or I should say in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's a long three-point try by Fort Laramie. It's good. Caleb Meyer, a 6'2 junior. That was a beauty. Picture perfect. Here's St. Henry up the floor. It goes to Jackson Heath at the foul line. Having checked out is Matt Berkey. There's a cross-court pass. Good defense by Brandewee. The ball bounds up into the first row. 5-0 Fort Laramie. 4:29 left in the first. The St. Henry team, Chuck, has scored 83 against Rushi. Had a double weekend loss somewhere in between those sets of games is the real St. Henry
club.
Yeah,
sure. I can see where they can score a lot of points. They bomb it up there.
Here is Caleb Maurer up over the timeline for Fort Laramie. High right to Brandewee. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Caleb Maurer. Both for Fort Laramie. Meyer is a junior. Maurer a freshman. Oh, here's a good play by Fort Laramie on the bounce. It goes to the interior. Catching is Albers. He is clobbered as St. Henry prevents the easy basket, and Albers has a couple free ones coming up.
Heck of a pass by Ratterman that time.
Very neat pocket pass to Devin Ratterman. Albers swishes the free one, and Fort Laramie's on top 6-0. It is a unique gym here at St. Henry. Double-decker stands on both sides. A good 15 rows up above us on each side of the floor, and 9 or 10 rows down below on each side. And just a step or two beyond the baseline is the wall.
Yeah.
With the big St. Henry Redskins red and white mat on it. St. Henry's got the ball forecourt right, trailing 7-0 after 2 made free throws by Albers. Unbelievably good defense by Fort Laramie here in the first 4 minutes. Here's a dribble drive through the lane to Logan Layfeld, and then he leaves it on the arc for a three-point shooter, and Seth Heitkamp bombs one in from triple land. Swish, all net. Fort Laramie gets a timeout, up 7-3. 3:34 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, you got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Laramie. Super deals. Great pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Well, the Heitkamp three by St. Henry was matched by Devin Ratterman. He threw one in from distance for Fort Laramie just seconds ago after the timeout, and it's 10-3. Fort Laramie back up a 7. Here's a left-handed triple straight away by St. Henry's. Heitkamp again. No, it's short. Rebound by Fort Laramie. Redskins have the ball baseline right. Here's a fall away 15-footer. No, a little strong on the play, but Caleb Meyer rebound down to St. Henry. Barreling into the lane goes Heitkamp. Gives it up on the arc to the three-point shooter, Riley Link. He missed it badly. Again, Link knew where the ball was traveling off the rim. He tracked down the offensive rebound, threw it to Seth Heitkamp. He gunned the three-pointer. It was short. Over the back foul, St. Henry on the rebound.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're not afraid to launch it.
Sometimes, Chuck, you've got to go all out to base your attack on personnel. And
I think that's probably what St. Henry does best. So,
yep, that's what Coach Rosenbeck thinks he's got, is a pretty good three-point shooting team. Doesn't have the inside muscle, not the heights that St. Henry's possessed in the past.
having graduated all of its real good size from that state Final Four team a year ago. 2:19 left, first period, 10-3 Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball behind the foul line. Here's a fallaway 17-footer. Yes. Nolan Burning hits. 12-3 Fort Loramie. St. Henry quickly down the floor. Shot fake on the arc by Andrew Lange. Then he drives, pulls up, missed the 10-footer. Got the rebound back. St. Henry slaps it on the arc to Matt Berkey. Boy, at times, this, wow. Oh, my goodness. One, twice. Two, maybe three travels in the lane on Berkey of St. Henry, and eventually one of them was called.
He may want to work on his footwork.
A minute 51 to go here in the first period. Fort Loramie 12, St. Henry 3. Token pressure by St. Henry in backcourt. Ball inbounded to Brandewey. Puts it on the deck. Veers up the court. Foul line extended left. Goes around one man, around another. Reverse layup, short foul, St. Henry. Nick did a nice job drawing the foul.
Did a nice hesitation move. Looked like he was going to turn back out and took it down the baseline.
Brandewey at the line for Fort Loramie. A chance to push the lead to double digits with a minute 40 left in the first period. It's now 10, 13-3 as Brandewey connects. Yeah, St. Henry was just out of this world a year ago, Chuck. You know, we saw the Redskins play against Jackson Center in the regional championship game after Jackson Center had beaten this Fort Loramie team in the regional semis. St. Henry had a nice lead of about 10 points with three-something left against Jackson Center. Lo and behold, Jackson Center roared back, had a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie.
Yep.
Well, Brandewey sinks both free throws for Fort Loramie to inch the lead out to 14-3. And then in the half court, Fort Loramie defending fouls. It's against Burning, number three on the team. St. Henry inbounds from the left of the basket, behind by 11. A minute and a half to go in the opening period. Here's Riley Link on the arc. Throws it back out on top to Logan Layfeld. Layfeld 25 feet away to Ben Evers. Gives it to Lange. Skip pass, cross court for Layfeld. It goes into the post. Here's a turnaround 7-footer. Good. Carter on top. Nice looking shot. Fine move.
Something tells me Layfeld might play football.
Indeed.
he's a big kid.
14-5. Fort Loramie in the lead. A minute to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. 25 feet away. It's Nolan Burning. Straight on. It goes to Albers, who puts it on the deck. Into the left corner to Caleb Maurer, who's in, the 6-foot freshman. Ball thrown out back to the three-point launcher, Nolan Burning. Wow, he's got it. Burning from distance.
That's three threes now for Loramie here in the first quarter.
Fort Loramie's got three threes to St. Henry's one, and it's 17-5. Half minute to go, first quarter. Here is St. Henry with the ball, forecourt to our right. It's Layfeld. Layfeld flips it behind him to teammate Riley Link, and Fort Loramie jabs it out of bounds. Baseline left, St. Henry will trigger Ben Evers, the playmaker, below the rim. Brandewey's got his back to him.
Double dribble.
Oh, ball bounced in, low on the right to Bennett Gels, who's checked in. Gels, a 5'11 sophomore, double dribbled, as Chuck noted. Referees didn't detect it. He made the shot. Nice spin move. 17-7. Fort Loramie up 10. 11 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Albers. Oh, what a spin move in the lane. Awkward 10-footer off to the left. Rebound, St. Henry. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a long 35-footer by Evers. Got it at the buzzer. Woo! Ben Evers, 35-foot shot way up in the stratosphere here at the St. Henry Gym. Chuck, that might have glanced off the lights.
Loramie took their shot too soon.
Yep.
Gave them a chance to come back and score.
Sure did. Good point. 17-10 Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Fort Loramie leads St. Henry 17-10 after a quarter here at St. Henry tonight on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And the voice you heard there seconds ago was Ashley Scott of Rushi. Fort Loramie up 7. And Fort Loramie's got the ball to start the second quarter of play. Left open is Brandewey. Foul line extended left. After three passes, Fort Loramie got a good shot. Brandewey missed it short. Rebound St. Henry. St. Henry wants down 11, has trimmed it to 7. Here's a shot fake in the lane. And then going up the third time is Logan Layfeld. He banked it down. 17-12. As St. Henry has come back strong. St. Henry has scored 9 of the last 12 points. 40 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Brandewey foul line. Dumped it off deep right corner. Here's a three-point shot. Bingo! Nice one. All net. Nolan Burning. He ripped the cords. Here's a quick three. St. Henry. Oh, around and out. Seth Heitkamp let it fly. After three steps into the forecourt, the ball circled the ring three times and came off.
That sophomore's not shy, is he?
No. Fort Loramie board. Tell you what, he's probably taking shots from out of bounds so far this year. Here's Brandewey bullying his way into the lane. Bounce pass baseline left. Good no-look handoff. Jump shot to Caleb Meyer. Hit the back brace. Rebound by St. Henry. 6:41 to go here in the second quarter. Wow. Step back three by Evers. That one might have matched the 28 feet. The shot he took at the end of the first quarter, that one came up short. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 6:36 to go here in the second quarter. 20-12 in favor of Fort Loramie after the Nolan Burning three. Inbounding baseline right, Ben Evers for St. Henry. Tries to feed it in, lobs. Caught by Carter Ontrop, back to the basket. Hand off to Andrew Lange. Good drive. Lange to the cup. Got it. Andrew Lange, formidable move to the rim. He burrowed his way into the lane and banked it down. 20-14, Fort Loramie by 6. Here's Brandewey, top of the circle, near side, Caleb Meyer. Goes cross-court to Devin Radiman. Brandewey, foul line extended right. It is in! 15-footer rattled some more, and stayed in there. Quickly, here's St. Henry driving down the floor, shoveled toward the rim of Riley Link, and it's raked away out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Link's getting a little frustrated right now. He has not scored yet.
Very good defense by Fort Loramie. Riley Link came in, averaging 15 a game, 13 for 38 on threes. He just took a long three-pointer, airballed it, missed the rim, caught the bottom of the net. St. Henry got the rebound, foul on Fort Loramie. Burning went over the back of Ontrop as he tried to stick the rebound back in. He's got two coming. 5:58 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 22, St. Henry 14, make it 15 on the foul shot by Ontrop. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in that weather after Christmas gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has got a big tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. That's M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 295-3971, 937-295-3971. Well, one free throw made, one missed by St. Henry. Fort Loramie countering. Here's a long three-pointer by Caleb Meyer. Oh, it dipped in and came out. St. Henry's got the board down by 6. Baseline left. Oh, what a drive to the rack by Lange. Overshot it. Rebound by Fort Loramie. 5:20 left in the second quarter. Boy, St. Henry wants to push it and shoot threes.
Yeah, they're going to shoot threes. They're going to run the floor.
Here's Brandewey, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Back to Nick. 5:08 to go. second period of play. Here's Devin Radiman. Fort Loramie up 6, 22-16. Devin on the bounce. Nick, top of the circle. Devin, deep right corner. Caleb Meyer on top. Devin Radiman open, deep three, right wing, short. Struggle for the rebound. Fort Loramie got it. Caleb Meyer missed the five-footer. Ball loose. Gobbled up the Lange of St. Henry. Here comes Lange. Down the floor to Carter Ontrop. Defense by Fort Loramie's tight. Timeout called by St. Henry. 4:38 to go, second quarter. 22-16 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. tonight and tomorrow. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here is St. Henry on a weave. Ball dished into the lane, and Fort Loramie hooks the St. Henry player, common foul. Number one in Brandewee, 5 on Fort Loramie. St. Henry's also got 5. Here is Seth Heitkamp throwing inbounds. Way out back to Riley Link, 40 feet away. Link dives into the lane, runs with the left hand, arches it up, makes it. Athletic play, Riley Link.
I think they got out of position because I don't think they want the freshman guarding him.
11-point lead for Fort Loramie has been drained to 4. Here's a good pass by Brandon. We low on the right to Albers. Ducks under and hits it. Good post-up move by Albers. Brandewee spotted him and threw him a seed. 24-18 Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's a post-up shot in the lane by St. Henry. It's in there. Carter Ontrop with a left hand. Like the looks of him,
he's
Chuck.
Pretty good.
4-point lead, Fort Loramie. 3:46 to go, second quarter. On the arc for the Fort Loramie Redskins. It goes on the play to Caleb Meyer. Baseline left, Alberts. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Nate Meyer. Off to the right. Little crooked rebound, St. Henry. Lange in backcourt. Now St. Henry can cut it to 1 with a triple. Seth Heitkamp's got it. Ball thrown around the top of the circle. On the bounce with it is Link. Oh, here's a bust out. Good anticipation. A steal by Caleb Meyer. Meyer down the floor. Block. Oh, what a play. Outstanding defensive play. Athletic maneuver by Carter Ontrop.
Yeah, boy. Playing both ends, isn't he?
He came up from behind and made the swat look like a point-blank driving layup by Caleb Meyer, whose alertness enabled him to make the steal out high. Away he went. Ontrop never gave up on the play. What a spurt to the basket by him. Here is St. Henry driving and getting away with the travel on the play as Lange left it short in traffic. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie up 4. Albers with the ball. Gives it up 25 feet away to teammate Caleb Maurer. Maurer to Caleb Meyer. Top of the circle, Brandewee. Right flank, Caleb Meyer. Brandewee tries to inch his way into the lane, can't do it. Brandewee gave it up, got it back. Pitches baseline right to Caleb Maurer, outside the arc to Caleb Meyer. To Brandewee in the lane. Oh, what a good pass. Brandewee spots Albers. Albers, the beneficiary of 2 or 3 super dish-offs by Brandewee in this game.
They did a real nice ball movement against that zone this time.
Two-pointer, Albers, Fort Loramie, then Fort Loramie
gets a fist on the ball and drives it out of bounds under the St. Henry goal. 2:06 to go, first half, 26-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Inbounding is Bennett Gels, a 5'11 sophomore for St. Henry. Gels looking. Fires inbounds to Seth Heitkamp. Cross-court, it goes to Ben Evers. Evers to Layfeld on the arc. Whips it near side to Jackson Heath, 6'2 senior. Heath out back to Bennett Gels. Minute 50 left, second quarter. Good defense here by Fort Loramie. St. Henry with a high arching three. Deep right corner by Jackson Heath. No good. Off the flange. Long rebound, Bennett Gels. He fires up a lengthy deuce, an 18-footer wide right. Rebound Fort Loramie. Good defensive stand there by the visitors. Here's Brandewee to midcourt from Fort Loramie, and he's hacked on the play by Gels.
Loramie's much smoother tonight than they were last week when we saw him against New Bremen.
Indeed.
Playing a much better team, too.
Right. But it looks like Fort Loramie's benefited from another week of practice. We see a little less football. A little more finesse out here on the basketball floor. I like the way Brandewee is commanding the middle offensively. And he is alertly giving the ball up to teammates from the center part of the floor. Here's a bad pass, though, by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Evers down to Link. Link hits a man for a reverse layup. It's good. Jackson Heath twisting and turning was Heath below the rim. And it's 26-22.
Real nice look that time by Link.
Link with the pass. Heath with the field goal for St. Henry. 58 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up four. 30 feet away, it's Caleb Bauer. Ball skipped cross-court. It goes to Brandewee in the middle. Head of the key, Caleb Bauer again. 45 to play here in the second. Here's Brandewee, foul line extended right. Puts it on the deck, wants to drive. Barges down the lane. Might have been fouled, no call. Blocked away by St. Henry. Quickly down the floor, Lange. Lange underhanded. Gives it off to Link, and Link is chopped up on the arm with 32.6 to go. Two free throws, St. Henry.
Evers.
It was Evers who wound up getting the ball. I thought Brandewee was hacked.
No, he was. He got hammered by two different people.
And Brandewee fouled, no call down to her left, and St. Henry got a runaway shot at the other end and two free throws as a result. Foul shot by Evers is good, and St. Henry creeps within three, 26-23. Second shot here, Evers. Then a 6'1 senior. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer. And Fort Loramie may try to play for one. Ball thrown up the floor to Albers. Albers leaps to catch it. Gives it up to Nate Meyer. Now Brandewee, 19 to play, second quarter. Fort Loramie up three, 26-23. Outside the arc on the right, it's Nate Meyer. 12, 11, 10. Ball skipped cross court to Caleb Maurer. Goes back to Nate Meyer with five. Brandewee head of the key. Foul line. Spin move in the lane. Seven-footer. Bouncing. No good. And the first half finishes. Brandewee got a good look. As he turned on the speed from the top of the circle, and he whisked his way down the lane. Got an off-balance fadeaway from 7 or 8 feet. It hit every centimeter of the rim before bouncing away at the buzzer. Fort Loramie missed its buzzer shot to end the second quarter, and St. Henry made its to end the first. Fort Loramie, in fact, once had a 14-3 lead. Since that point in time, a nice run by St. Henry, which has outscored Fort Loramie 20-12 over the last about 9.5, 10 minutes of this game.
All right, folks, get those 50-50 tickets out.
Halftime coming up in just a moment, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. It's Friday night interconference high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring St. Henry from the MAC and Fort Loramie from the SCAL. The Midwest Athletic Conference against the Shelby County Athletic League. Tomorrow night, just the same. New Bremen against Hanna. Boys action at 7:10. Tip at 7:30. MAC Shelby County League again tomorrow night as Hanna opens its basketball campaign after winning the state championship in Division 6 football. Kudos, congrats once again to the Hanna Rockets.
Halftime here at St. Henry. We're back in a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie 26, St. Henry 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at St. Henry. We may sound a little disjointed at times here tonight. We got dislocated just before tip-off when another media outlet arrived, and we had to physically move while delivering our opening to you, but we've survived, and we are bringing you a very good basketball game. Three-pointer at the break.
It is a good game.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Rebounding advantage right now, 16-14 for the Redskins, for St. Henry. They have a 6-5 offensive rebounding advantage also. They turned the ball over four times. Loramie only turned the ball twice in the first half. 4-4 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. St. Henry 3-4. Individual scoring, St. Henry led by a lot of kids score. Ontrop was 6. Then they got 4 from Evers. They got 3 from Heitkamp. They got 4, or they got 2 each from Gels, Lang, Link, Heath, and Layfeld. They scored 10 and 13, 23 for the first half. Loramie had 2 with 8. They had Albers with 8. Nolan Burning had 8. They got 4 from Nick Brandewey, 3 each from Caleb Meyer and Devin Ratterman. They scored 17 and 9, and they lead it 26-23 at the half.
Fort Loramie's done a good job defensively, Chuck, especially in that first quarter. St. Henry went the opening, 4.5 to 5 minutes without a point, and it's the kind of defense Fort Loramie will have to play in the fourth quarter to win this game, because St. Henry eventually will make a streak of at 4 out of 5 behind the arc. And Fort Loramie's got to stay in front and weather that kind of shooting storm.
Well, Link was 0-for-5 in the first quarter, and I know he made one. I think he was like 1-for-8 or 1-for-9 for the first half. So they did a real nice job on him. But Ontrop came out, scored 6, made a great defensive play at one end of the floor. He had a terrific first half.
I tell you what, Chuck, I'd like to see these two teams during the week engage in a three-point shooting contest. It might fill the St. Henry or Fort Loramie gym.
Probably would. If you could put the girls' ball out there, my money's on Taylor Ratterman.
Oh, how about the Fort Loramie ladies last night?
Oh, they lit them up.
Woo! That was about as perfect a first half of girls basketball as you'd ever want to see.
Yeah, they were terrific.
That Fort Loramie ladies defeated New Bremen, which is talented, young, but a lot of talent. That Fort Loramie just played exceedingly well.
Turned them over 40 times, and out those 40 turnovers, I guarantee you at least 20 to 25 turned into baskets for Loramie on the other end.
Yep, there you go. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Fort Loramie 26, St. Henry 23, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
We're back. And the St. Henry Redskins have re-entered the floor at the St. Henry High School gym, yet to see Fort Loramie. Good game. It's a tight contest. 26-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. It is time now for our LaCal Equipment Spotlight player. And during boys' basketball games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders brought to you by LaCal. Chuck, let's hear the message from LaCal first, then we will return and recognize the cheerleader from each school, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. Thanks to LaCal in Jackson Center, Shelby County, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, tonight for Fort Loramie, we highlight cheerleader Kate Barhorst, Jr., 3.5 GPA, daughter of Brenda Barhorst, active in track, indoor and outdoor, active in Church of the Nazarene in Sydney, art club at Fort Loramie High School. She volunteers for the Alpha Center in Sydney as well. She'd like to go on and study business at Wright Stater Bowling Green. Kate Barhorst, junior cheerleader at Fort Loramie. For St. Henry, Brittany Romer, senior cheerleader, daughter of Alicia and Jason, 4.0 GPA, active at the St. John's Church, participates in Spanish Club, Science Club, Art Club. She tutors National Honor Society. And in her freshman year, she was a member of the band. She also teaches gymnastics. As we start the second half, we got a steal right away. St. Henry's ball, but Grant Albers swiped it at midcourt. Yep. And away he went the last 40 feet with a layup. 28-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. Brittany Romer, senior cheerleader of St. Henry, would like to go on to Bowling Green and pursue a medical degree in optometry. Brittany Romer, senior cheerleader St. Henry. Kate Barhorst, junior cheerleader Fort Loramie, recognized here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 here on Scores Broadcast without the help of LaCal. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding, cherry picking at the other end for the Redskins is Caleb Meyer. He caught a 75-foot pass tried to dunk it, was challenged at the last second, missed it, ball went in and out, the rim flexed, the backboard shook, the whole building was shaking, the ball never went in though.
Make the layup.
Yes, there you go. Yep, then St. Henry threw it away down to her left. We've had a lot of frenzied play here in the first 40 seconds of the third quarter. A missed dunk by Fort Loramie. One missed easy shot by St. Henry. A turnover each way. Here's another turnover by Fort Loramie as Brandewee tries to dump it off on the inside to Albers, and St. Henry makes the steal. Here comes St. Henry down the floor, top of the circle, trailing by five. It's Ben Evers on a dish to Andrew Lange. Lange right down the pike, banked it up on the run, around the rim three times and through. 28-25, Fort Loramie up three. Token pressure in backcourt by St. Henry. Ball lobbed up ahead to Albers, now to Brandewee. He gives it up behind the arc to Bernie. He lets it fly. Three-pointer. Bingo! Nolan Burning.
You let him set his feet, and he's gonna hurt you more, and he's going to help you.
He's chucking him in there. How many for him?
He's got 11 and three threes.
Nolan Burning has helped lift Fort Loramie to the six-point lead, 31-25. Oh, my goodness. Coming right back, Andrew Lange for St. Henry. I don't think he meant to bang it. Bank it, Chuck. It was a 27-footer. He did bank it. It rolled around the rim three or four times, stayed in. 31-28 Fort Loramie on the triple bank shot by Lange, and Fort Loramie calls a timeout. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm running for Shelby County Sheriff. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. Find out more about me by visiting votejordansheriff.com. Paid for the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, if so, place your confidence on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. You see, we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment online through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Thanks so much to a couple new underwriting sponsors here tonight, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, and Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. What you can dream, we can create. My goodness, after a Fort Loramie miss, a long three-pointer by St. Henry from distance. That shot by Seth Heitkamp was a 30-some footer, but St. Henry got the rebound, laid it in, foul, Caleb Meyer, Fort Loramie, rebound shot good, Logan Layfeld, St. Henry, and it's 31-30 Fort Loramie, and a chance for a free throw to tie the game.
I'm assuming Link has that range. I mean, it was right on the rim, but that was pretty deep for somebody who's only scored one basket.
Free throw by St. Henry is missed badly. Rebounding foul, St. Henry. Yeah, that last three-point try by St. Henry, Chuck, was the first short pass over midcourt by, what, maybe 5-6 feet?
He was out by the S in St. Henry on the other side of the floor.
We got a five-second call against Fort Loramie. Good pressure, backcourt defense by St. Henry.
After turning it over twice in the first half, they've turned it over three times in the first less than 3 minutes here in the second.
Yeah, St. Henry has really turned up the heat defensively on Fort Loramie, which has a scant one-point lead, 31-30. St. Henry with the ball 20 feet away. It's on trot. Near side to Ben Evers. On the arc to Logan Layfeld. What do we have? We've got a moving screen. No. Foul on Fort Loramie. Trying to find through.
Was trailing him through, and he kind of bumped him a little bit. I thought it was a little ticky-tack foul.
Here is Carter Ontrop throwing inside court for St. Henry. Knocked out of bounds by Albers. 5:29 to play, third quarter. 31-30 Fort Loramie, which led early, late first quarter, 14-3. In fact, Fort Loramie pumped in 17 points in the first 8 minutes. Deep in the left corner with the ball, it is Link. Link gave it up, got it back, give and go down the lane. Link hits. Play fell to Link, and it's 32-31. St. Henry's first lead. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Nolan Burning for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, step back three on the way. Bouncing, it went in. Wow, feather-like touch, Nolan Burning.
That was good defense, and boy, he got himself enough opening to put the ball in.
34-32, Fort Loramie. Shooters roll on that one. High left with the ball for St. Henry. It's Andrew Lange. Deep in the left corner, Carter Ontrop. He bullies his way along the baseline. An aggressive foul against Fort Loramie. Cannot afford to lose Nolan Burning.
Not tonight.
Got to sit with three.
He's got 14.
14 points for Nolan Burning. He's on the bench with three fouls. He's out. Brandewee's out. New look lineup for Fort Loramie, which has Evan Holscher in. 6'3 senior. Fort Loramie up two. Ball inbounded to Gels deep in the left corner. Skips it cross court to Seth Heitkamp. Lets it fly. Three-pointer. Barely caught iron. Fort Loramie with the board. 4.5 to go in the third. Down the right side goes Nate Meyer. Meyer gives it up to Brandewee, who's checked back on the floor. Near wing, Caleb Maurer. Now Devin Ratterman. Ratterman wheels it on top to Brandewee. He dishes right side to Nate Meyer, who carves out space in the lane. Look at him go. Layup is good.
Nice.
And a foul. What a play by Nate Meyer.
And an outstanding call by the official. He did charge into it. He was standing directly under the basket.
Oh, that
called it a block.
That looked like an off-tackle sprint draw to Nate Meyer, who barreled his way between two St. Henry players, or I should say two St. Henry tacklers, one of whom tried to pull him down, fouled him. Nate Meyer made the shot and rimmed the free throw. 36-32, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, weird rotation on it that
time.
Yeah,
sure
free
did.
Throw.
Funny spin. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Fort Loramie leads by four. Here's a drive by St. Henry, baseline right. Jackson Heath is chopped up on the shoulder. He got an opening, took advantage.
As a 43, Caleb Maurer, his first, team four.
Boy, this Nate Meyer has turned into a fine football, basketball player combo.
He's an athlete, that's for sure.
In and out on the free throw, the Jackson Heath of St. Henry. 36-32, Fort Loramie back up four after St. Henry had momentarily snatched a one-point lead, 32-31. Second free throw, bouncing, no good. It was missed by Heath, rebounded by Fort Loramie. Coming up over the timeline with a high dribble as Caleb Maurer hit a teammate cutting down the lane, got it back, left hand, no good. Tough break. It bounded off the iron, rebound down to St. Henry. Straightaway Heitkamp. St. Henry down four. Outside the arc of the left is Logan Layfeld. Got a Bennett Gels. Straightaway Ben Evers. Fort Loramie's defense is stretched way out on the floor to try to check the three-point shooters. Open player down inside, and Fort Loramie get out of position. Ball caught low post right by Seth Heitkamp, who came off a screen. He couldn't get the shot to go. That's because he was banged pretty hard by Fort Loramie.
Holster's got two fouls in a row down the floor, but one thing I'll say about him, he's not letting them get the ball up on the rim.
Right. Heitkamp has got to earn two at the stripe. Left-hand free throw, no good. I'll tell you what, St. Henry, for as good a three-point shooting team as it can be, doesn't shoot fouls real well.
Well, they were 3 of 4 in the first half, but they've missed all four attempts here in the second half.
Second shot, Heitkamp toes the line, left hand, missed it badly. And the rebound is taken down by Fort Loramie. Fine box out by Brandewee. Fort Loramie up four, late third quarter, 36-32. Head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout.
30-second timeout.
Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Hear, hear!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought I...
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Jason Meyer, the staff associates at AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna. Here's Devin Radiman on a drive for Fort Loramie. He's got a little opening, pushed it up off the backboard, no good. Rebound down to St. Henry, which trails by four, 2:50 left here in the third. Here's Evers on top, gives it up on the play to Lange. Lange 25 feet away to Bennett Gels, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's a lob low on the right to Logan Layfeld, can't shoot. Feeds it on the arc to the three-point shooter, Evers. Evers wants to drive, coughed up the ball. Fort Loramie's got it. 2.5 to go, third quarter. 36-32 Fort Loramie. Evers since St. Henry got the lead by one, Chuck, about 2:40 ago. Close to 3 minutes ago, St. Henry's been blanked. Good defense by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, they've gone to the free throw line and missed four also.
Right. Pretty good defense by Fort Loramie over the last few minutes to stifle St. Henry, enabling Fort Loramie to regain the lead. Top of the circle, Holscher makes a very bad pass. Tried to hit Nate Meyer on the inside. It's swiped by St. Henry. Dribble drive on the run, link to the basket. He drew a defensive foul. Shot wouldn't go in. Well, we've got St. Henry shooting fouls again. Riley Link at the stripe. Minute 55 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up four. Tell you what, these two teams have played close games for the most part year after year in the last half dozen seasons. Last year, St. Henry won by three. 2 years ago, Fort Loramie won by three. Or I should say 3 years ago, Fort Loramie won by three. In 15-16, St. Henry won by one. In 13-14, Fort Loramie won by two. Both free throws here by Riley Link, dead center. And St. Henry's back within a goal, 36-34. Minute 50 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie having difficulty entering the ball. It eventually goes from Nate Meyer to Nick Brandewey. Nate on the dribble up the floor with the left hand. Gives it up out back to Caleb Maurer. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Here's Brandewey straddling the center circle arc. Brandewey checked 30 feet away by Andrew Lange. Dribble drive, Meyer got an avenue down the lane. Passed up a shot, threw it on the arc to Brandewey. He goes to Albers. Albers goes baseline. Up and good. Defensive foul. Grant Albers has got a nose for the basket.
He did a nice job, and I'll tell you, that was kind of scary because he's got three fouls. They had to put him back in there. And if he picks up a charge there, he's sitting down into the fourth quarter.
Albers has got three. Burning's got three for Fort Loramie. Albers fouled in the act of shooting while he scored. The free throw is in. And Fort Loramie's up five, 39-34. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. St. Henry outside the arc in the right. It goes on the play to Link. Near side pass to Logan Layfeld. He hits a cutter in the lane. It's Lange back to the basket. Double teamed. Spins. Fades away. Hits it. Eight-footer by Lange.
He's having a nice quarter. I was wrong. Albers doesn't have any fouls.
My mistake.
Well, I said it. That's
okay.
Me. I'm just making stuff up with this radio.
Sometimes I follow the leader.
There you go. You shouldn't.
39-36. Fort Loramie is up to three after the goal by Lange of St. Henry. Three fouls of Nolan Burning. Albers has got none. Fort Loramie leads by three. Final 40 seconds, third quarter. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Brandewey. Brandewey picked up by Lange 30 feet away. That's a good match there. Brandewey spins, goes left, tries to carve out space in the lane. Defensive foul against Lange. 14 fouls, St. Henry, 6 on Fort Laramie. St. Henry is in the bonus.
And that is 3 fouls on Lange.
And he's got to sit down. Bennett Gels back in for St. Henry. Here is Nate Meyer inbounding for Fort Laramie. Pitches into backcourt to Albers. Albers dribbles between the legs, guarded by Layfeld. Back to Nate Meyer, 27 to play. Nate stops his dribble, goes to Brandewey, 23 to go in the third. Fort Laramie up 3, 39-36. Brandewey dribbling as Fort Laramie spreads the floor. Now Nate Meyer, 30 feet out. Nate Meyer foul line. Nate Meyer down the lane. Nate Meyer to the rim. Got it. Defensive foul. Count it, plus one. What a play by Nate Meyer. He and Albers coming up big in the third quarter.
Yeah, Nate's had a nice quarter.
What a play by Nate Meyer. Boy, he shot through the opening in that St. Henry defense. Boy, again, you see why he had such a good year for Spencer Wells on the gridiron. He's just a fine all-around athlete. Free throw by Nate Meyer. Hits it. 42-36. Fort Laramie by 6. 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Outside the arc, it's Evers. 4 to play. Straightaway three-pointer, St. Henry. A long one. Link airballed it. And the third quarter finishes. Well, Fort Laramie's inched back out to a 6-point cushion after three quarters. 42-36 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance. For many years, Barker, number one, the most valued agency in the area. Customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance, number one, 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, a sure thing in the insurance industry. Well, Fort Laramie's got the ball, made the last 3 points of the third quarter, and gains possession to start the fourth. Nice advantage.
And they got Burning back out there with 3 fouls, but he was 5 for 5 in the game so far, including 4 threes.
Oh, he's been red hot, just like the jersey he wears. Little give and go. Ball thrown to Albers in the lane, double teamed. On the arc to Nolan Burning. Ball thrown left corner, open shooter Devin Ratterman. Rimmed a 21-footer. Loose ball rebound in the lane before Laramie. 10-foot fadeaway. Got it. Caleb Bauer. That's a big basket. Fort Laramie draws first blood in the fourth.
Yeah, he got fouled, too.
He sure did. 44-36 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's a wild drive down the lane by Riley Link. Tried to make it with the left hand and lost the ball. Fort Laramie's got it. Nolan Burning in midcourt. Nolan down the right side. Gives it up on the play to Caleb Meyer. Meyer into the post to Albers. Back to the basket. Poked away momentarily. Regathered by Fort Laramie, which leads by 8. A minute 15 gone here in the fourth. 30 feet away, Caleb Meyer. Now Caleb Maurer between circles. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 junior. Caleb Maurer, 6-foot freshman. Now Burning hugs the basketball, picked up 30 feet out by Riley Link. Burning stiffs arms his way into the lane. He's double-teamed, pitches on the arc to the three-point shooter. It rimmed, it came out. Devin Ratterman couldn't get it to fall. He's missed two straight. Rebound, rebound taken down by St. Henry. It's Ben Evers, long fadeaway three. Wow, 28-footer, hit the back iron. Rebound saved by St. Henry, no.
Yep.
Rebounder was on the line.
He landed out of bounds, yep.
I tell you what, Chuck, St. Henry has taken about 4 shots tonight. you butt them all together, they span about 120, 130 feet.
Yeah, they're launching some. Nobody asked me, but I'm going to make my opinion anyway. I'm not sure why Berkey, being a 6'5 sophomore, needs to be playing JVs, and then Layfeld, who has been outstanding, they're so much better with him on the floor. He's 3 inches smaller, but he needs to be out there a lot more than that sophomore does.
Yes. Yeah, Layfeld gives him strength and athleticism in the paint area.
He's a good rebounder and got some good offensive moves inside.
Yeah, and he could challenge Grant Albers. Grant's played a very good game for Fort Loramie, which gets the ball after the long errant three by St. Henry. And St. Henry has chucked up a lot of them in this game. Many haven't been close. Fort Loramie's up 8 points. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown to Brandewey over the timeline. St. Henry's had one lead midway through the third quarter, 32-31. Here's a throwaway by Fort Loramie. That was a very poor pass.
Well, he threw the diagonal, which is what you look for, but he threw it about 8 feet over his head.
Here comes St. Henry into the forecourt. I tell you what, 8 points, not much. St. Henry can wipe out a deficit like that in three quick possessions. Here's Ben Evers, right side. Bennett Gels into the right corner. Jackson Heath pitches 25 feet away to the cutting Gels. He's undercut. Down he goes. Nolan Burning has got his fourth foul. Was that contact or a travel?
He was diving for the ball just like the other kid was. There's no way that's a foul. You don't call that foul.
5:39 to go in the fourth, and St. Henry is in the bonus. Bennett yells at the stripe. He is a left-hander like Heitkamp, and he missed it. It hit the rim four times and skimmed off, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Ball thrown up the right side to Nate Meyer. Fort Loramie dodged a bullet there. Nate Meyer's double-teamed, nearly hacked, and head coach Corey Britton right in front of the play gets a timeout. 5.5 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here is Fort Loramie with the ball, up by 8. 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Brandewey's got it. Goes down into the right corner. It's handled there on the play by Caleb Bauer. He throws it cross court, and Fort Loramie spreads the floor, milking clock. Here's Brandewey, high right. Spins, goes below the arc. Leaves it behind him for Caleb Bauer. Fort Loramie trying to draw that sixth foul on St. Henry and then get to the 1-1. Ball thrown to Albers at the foul line. Juggled it. It is poked away by St. Henry and stolen. Here comes St. Henry down the floor in a jiffy. Riley Link into the left corner to Carter Ontrop. On top of the three-point gunner. It's a long one. It's good. Riley Link connects. And just like that, the 8-point Fort Loramie lead is 5, 44-39. Scoreboard has not registered that triple yet. 4:20 to go in the fourth. With the ball, Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. Throws it down deep in the left corner to Caleb Maurer. Out high to Nate Meyer. Here's Caleb Maurer. Foul line extended right. Caleb Meyer. Right corner. Deep three. Brandewey missed it. A little heavy. Rebounding foul. Fort Loramie. Momentum shifting.
Well, Loramie, is the first couple of times down against that 1-3-1,
moved the ball really well diagonal, but they weren't looking to shoot it. They were catching the ball and looking to throw it back out. They don't have enough points to win this game. They need to keep scoring.
I would agree. New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Greasy Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. At Hoing and Hoing, we can create what you can imagine. 1-1 free throw situation for St. Henry, and the free throw was missed. Fort Loramie got the rebound. I'm not sure what's going on. It should be Fort Loramie ball. Oh, this is unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't know.
1-1 was missed by St. Henry. Seth Heitkamp missed it again. He wound up getting two free throws. Unless there was a mysterious lane violation that was not mechanically demonstrated by the official. Wow. 1-1, you miss a free throw, you get the second. This game has not been well officiated.
Not great.
Fort Loramie.
Better than the JV game.
Fort Loramie into the half court in a foul by St. Henry. St. Henry's going to look at the scorebook tomorrow morning if it loses and say, we missed too many daggone freebies.
The front end, three if you want to count the phantom one.
Right. Foul shooting for St. Henry, second half specifically, has been lousy. And Fort Loramie owns a five-point lead, 3:51 to go. Albers in the lane, on the arc to Brandewee. 16 fouls on St. Henry. Fort Loramie now is in the bonus. Took a while to get there. Deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie, it's Caleb Maurer. Throws it cross-court to a teammate. It's handled there by Caleb Meyer. And then given on the play to Albers, who's got a foul line extended left jump shot, and he swished it. Here is St. Henry coming back with a wild drive. It's thrown up off the backboard, no good, but followed good. But Jackson Heath and a foul on Fort Loramie.
Boy, Link forced one up, and Loramie bailed him out by not boxing out.
Yep. Big jump shot by Grant Albers by Fort Loramie. And then following up for St. Henry on the stick back rebound goal is Jackson Heath. And he was nailed on the arm while scoring. So it's a four-point game. Free throw, St. Henry missed again. Incredible. Wow. Five-point game. 3:16 to go in the fourth. Brandewee down the floor for Fort Loramie. Hooking foul on St. Henry.
That should send him to the free throw line.
St. Henry's in the double bonus. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1. How many free throws has St. Henry missed in the second half?
Well, they've missed 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and the front end of 2 1-and-1s.
Wow.
They're 5 of 14 for the game.
And counting the 1-and-1s, 11 points at least left on the floor by St. Henry because of very poor foul shooting. Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Eyes the basket and rimmed it. No good. It spun around and came out. 3 minutes to go in the game. St. Henry down 5. Outside the arc on the left, it's Evers. Big possession here. Evers gives it up 30 feet away to Jackson Heath. Here's Ontrop, top of the circle. Picked up by Brandewee. Now Brandewee shifts off onto Lange. To Evers, 2:48 to go. Deep left corner, Riley Link goes beneath the rim, sends it on top to Gels. Gels roaming down the lane, driving and scoring with the left hand. Bennett Gels, nice play. Give him credit. Good, strong, aggressive move to the basket by Gels. Here is Fort Loramie in the half court, up by only 3. 2.5 to go in the game. Here's Dayton Meyer pitching off into the right corner to Caleb Meyer. Foul line extended left, it's Brandewee. He thought about probing, didn't. Gave it up to Nate Meyer. Foul line, Albers. Right wing on the play to Caleb Meyer. 46-43, Fort Loramie. 2:09 to go. Double team, triple team. Left side of the floor, Fort Loramie's got it. An opening for Caleb Meyer, doesn't shoot. In the lane to Albers. Three-point try, Caleb Meyer. No good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. And then Fort Loramie throws it away.
Wow. Outstanding coaching by St. Henry to change their defense up. They went to that 1-3-1, and Lorme hadn't solved it yet.
Nope. St. Henry to inbound, other side of the floor, a three-pointer ties, a minute 50 left. Only St. Henry lead was 32-31 halfway through the third. Here's Gels, 25 feet away. This place will erupt if St. Henry drops in a three ball right here. Gels looks for length, the cutter. He gets it, hooks it up on the run. It is no good. Oh, what a rebound by Albers. That was a big board by Albers. He went up, jerked it off the glass, spread his shoulders, gave it to a teammate. A minute 20 to go. Fort Loramie up three, 46-43. Nolan Burning on the floor. Gives it up left side to Devin Radiman. To Albers, reverse left-hand layup. Yes! 48-43, Fort Loramie. Albers coming up big, as he did against New Bremen last Saturday. Bad pass, St. Henry out of bounds. Tell you what, Chuck, you might have to make another Clancy's Award to Grant Albers. 109 left, Fort Loramie ball up five on scorersbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a photo finish here at St. Henry. Chuck, if Fort Loramie makes free throws, it's going to be tough for Fort Loramie to lose this game now.
Yeah, absolutely, because St. Henry's not making free throws. Hey, Loramie's got two timeouts left. St. Henry down to one.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding, long pass down the floor, over the top of the pressure, D, deflected and stolen by St. Henry. 60 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Link unloads a three way off to the right. He runs down his rebound, saved it inbounds off the arm of Albers. St. Henry ball, 55 seconds to go. 48-43.
I will say this about Link. He's not having a great offensive game, but that kid hustles.
He does.
I'm impressed with the effort.
Oh, yeah. He is a scrapper. He's not bashful about shooting the three ball. Here is St. Henry with it. Half court to her left. Five-point game. Dribble drive. Nifty move in the lane. Hook shot. Good. Jackson Heath. Cleverly done. Right hand. Sweeping across the paint. 40 seconds to go. Fort Loramie up three with the ball. In backcourt, it's Brandewee. He is tripped on the play of a St. Henry. Foul by Andrew Lange. Brandewee's last trip to the free throw line. Missed the one and one. He's got to redeem himself here.
Yeah, he made his first two in the first quarter, but their basket's a little smaller in the fourth quarter in a three-point game.
So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com. To Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. And Nick Brandewee calmly sinks the free throw. Fort Loramie up four, 49-45. 34.5 to go. Second shot by Nick. Dips the knees. It's on its way. Back rim. Back rim. It hops off the iron. Rebound St. Henry. Four-point game. 30 seconds to go. St. Henry's Evers up the floor to Jackson Heath. 25 to play. Feeds it on top to Antrop. Fort Loramie up the four. Handoff on the play to Link. Link driving down the lane. Left-hand shot. No good. Loose ball. Rebound Evers. Ball whipped around the circle. Left corner three by St. Henry. It is missed on the play by Heitkamp. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul St. Henry. 9 seconds to go.
Great position that time by Brandewee, and he wasn't going to let anybody get that ball away from him.
Chuck, I don't think this saying fits a game better than this one. You live by the three, you die by the three. You die by missed free throws, too.
Yeah, they've missed some threes, but they've missed free throws.
Yep. Brandewee at the stripe, 1-1. That was team foul 9 on St. Henry. Free throw by Brandewee, got it. 50-45, Fort Laramie up 5. Fort Laramie's led the whole game except for about 20 seconds in the middle of the third quarter. St. Henry led 32-31. Second shot circled the rim, came out. St. Henry down the floor, 5-point game. Evers, long three, banked it, missed it. Rebound St. Henry in the lane. Turnaround shot by Antrop, no good, and that's it. Fort Laramie leads from start to finish with the exception of about 20 seconds in the third quarter. 50-45, Fort Laramie 5-5 here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Fort Laramie goes to 4-1 on the year. St. Henry now 3-3. Fort Laramie's next game is right away tomorrow. An early evening game up at Wooster against last year's state champs in Division IV, Berlin Highland. Meanwhile, St. Henry's next game is 1 week from tonight against Coldwater. No, it's at, I take that back. It's at Salina against Salina in the Salina Holiday Tournament. Coldwater Marion Local play in the other game. The two winners meet on December 28th. But St. Henry's got Salina on the 27th. Fort Laramie 4-1. St. Henry now 3-3. And by virtue of the victory here tonight, Fort Laramie's won 3 of the last 4 against St. Henry. Much improved play all over the floor by Fort Laramie tonight versus last Saturday against New Bremen.
Absolutely. They played a better team, and they played them better. And they did good things. Hustle. St. Henry gets after you, and they did a good job. They ended up turning the ball over 10 times. That's 10 times is not bad to turn the ball over against a team that's playing defense like St. Henry did.
Chuck, let's take a one-minute break. We'll collect our thoughts, then return with a brief post-game. Fort Laramie 50, St. Henry 45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. Again, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It'll make your gift ideas come to life. Don't forget veterans, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery. John gives you his best shot. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. We'll hear from Clancy's momentarily. And a lot of gratitude to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, plus the in-between south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It is out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, as I've alluded a few times. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Greasy Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor, as is Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. And we've talked a few times tonight about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, brand new underwriting sponsor this week, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Give Jim Spitzer a call. Physical therapist and owner of Pinnacle Sports Therapy. 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Chuck, big win for Fort Loramie, much sharper than Saturday against New Bremen, a game that Fort Loramie also won, needed two overtimes to do it. Kept distance between it and St. Henry down the stretch in this game tonight, and won it by five. Good all-around floor play. Grant Albers, excellent in the middle. He distributed the ball nicely. And Nate Meyer came on strong late. Brandewee was a, he was a force on the floor at both ends.
He was a steadying force tonight, especially on the offensive end.
Yeah, sure was. His confidence is contagious, that's for sure.
Well, we look at the Clancy's players of the game, and Grant Albers scored 17. Woo. Nolan Burning scored 14.
Wow.
Those are the Clancy's players, and Burning did his in a lot of foul trouble in the second half.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie a winner by five. Fort Loramie also took the JV game, is that right, Chuck?
Yes, they won the JV game.
So a doubleheader sweep tonight here by Fort Loramie at the St. Henry Gym. Ron Mooney, our production man here on Scores Broadcast, whom I will see tomorrow at about noon, is our chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at St. Henry. We'll speak at you tomorrow from 7 at about 7:10 from New Bremen. Anna boys, first game of the year following the D6 state championship, easy for me to say, state championship in football. Anna at New Bremen in boys basketball tomorrow night. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick on hand for you from New Bremen. We were just there two nights ago, or I should say just last night, for the Fort Loramie girls. We return to see Gary Jones and Chad Wells, the fine AD combo at New Bremen. We're back there tomorrow night for the Anna boys opener against the New Bremen Cardinals, tip at 7:30. Join us online at 7:10. So for Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from St. Henry. Final tally once again, Fort Loramie 50, St. Henry 45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.